we saw on the bottom of Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, the Gemara digressed a little bit and began talking about the nuances of the construction of the second Beis HaMikdash. From there, the Gemara is going to continue to digress and to continue discussing the construction of the second Beis HaMikdash, which walks us in to the story of Hordas. So who exactly was Hordas? The Gemara in Masechtas Avodah Zarah, Daf Ches Amud Beis, brings a brayse. Tami Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi taught. Malchus Paras Bifnei HaBayis Shloishim Va'arboshan. The first 34 years of Tkufas Bayisheni, the Yidden were under the governance of the Persian Empire. Malchus Yavam Bifnei HaBayis Meyo Shmoinim Shal. The next 180 years, the Yidden were under the governance of the Greeks. Malchus Chashmoinoi Bifnei Abayis, Meyav V'Shalosh. The next 103 years, the Chashmoinom ruled Eretz Yisrael. And Malchus Beis Hordas, Meyav V'Shalosh. And the last 103 years of Bayesheni, the Yidden were under the governance of the family of Hordas. So the second Beis HaMikdash stood for 420 years. And the Gemara here in Avodah Zarah, quoting a Braisa, incidentally, this Braisa is in Seder Olam, the Rabbi Yosi that's mentioned in this Braisa is Rabbi Yosi ben Chalafta, Stam Rabbi Yosi in Shas, who's Nimuka Imoy, who is also arguably the first great Jewish historian. He is the author of Seder Olam. And he broke down the 420 years that was Tkufas Bayesheni into these four different tkufos. The first 34 years, they were under the Malchus of Paras, 180 years under the Malchus of Yavan, 103 years of Malchus Chashmonai, and then finally, the last 103 years, they were under the governance of Beis Hordas. So who is Hordas? Well, a short answer based on this Braisa is his family ruled over Eretz Yisrael for the last 103 years of Tkufas Bayesheni. It's interesting, Hordas is known in the secular world as Herod the Great. And to be fair, on some level, he accomplished great things. Stating that, his legacy from a hashkafa and a Torah perspective is that he wasn't only not great, but in fact, he's one of the filthiest, nastiest dictators, monsters, rishuim aridim, to ever walk the face of the earth. The background of Hordas, which the Gemara is going to talk a little bit about in today's daf, is that he was an eved, he was a slave, and he worked for the Chashmoinom of Chanukah fame. They ruled over Eretz Yisrael right before Hordas' family took over, and he actually was on their payroll. He was an eved for the Beis Chashmoinom. Long story short, at some point, he rebels, and he's very, very successful in his rebellion. A key integral part of his rebellion was to kill everybody. Meaning, all the Chashmoinom, as we're going to see. But not only all the Chashmoinom, even his own wife and children and all the members of his own immediate family. And he was so successful that he eventually became king, and his family would hold on and maintain this malchus for the letzte tkufa of Bayis Sheni. One of the things that Hordas is very, very famous for is his architecture. In fact, the architecture of Herod and Hordas is studied ad hayoyim hazeh. If you didn't know, when you go to Eretz Yisrael and you go to the old city, even the Kosel HaMaravi, Shar Yafo, it was all built by Herod. The Maros HaMachpelah, my understanding is, was built by Herod. Caesarea, of course, was built by Herod. The point is, a lot of the very, very moving architecture that you see today in Eretz Yisrael was built by Herod the Great, or Hordas Yemach Shemoy V'Zichroi, which is what makes him so complicated. Because on the one hand, he's a terrible, terrible person. I mean, the Gemara now is going to say things about him that it maybe never uttered about anybody. Yet at the same time, think about how much Hana we have ad hayom hazeh from the contributions that Herod made. Not to give it away, spoiler alert, but the Gemara is going to say that Kol Shalai Ra Binyan Hordas, if somebody didn't see the Beis HaMikdash that Hordas built, he never saw a beautiful building in his entire life. So Chazal is speaking in a very, very over-the-top way as it relates to the great accomplishments of Hordas. Yet at the same time, he's this terrible person. It's interesting, if you really want to know more about Hordas, the right place to look is in Sefer Yosifun Ben-Gurion. And if you're getting uncomfortable by me saying that, if you take a look at the last Rashi here on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, Rashi says, "Uksuva hi bi Yosefim Ben Gurion." This is one of the places that Rashi quotes Yosefim Ben Gurion. It's Yodua that the Rishonim in different places quoted Yosefim. It's right here. The story of Hurdis is mentioned here in great graphic detail. Who was Yosefim Ben Gurion? So that's a Reitbeit Farzich. So the truth is that there's a secular work that was originally written in Latin. It was translated into English, I believe, in the 18th century. That's known as a book that was written by Flavius Josephus. It's made up of one book called Antiquities. There's another book that talks more about the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. And then there's a book that we have in Lashon HaKodesh that was written by Yosefim Ben Gurion. And there's a lot of academic debate whether Flavius Josephus, the author of the secular Josephus, was the same person as Yosefim Ben Gurion, who's the author of this sefer that was written B'Lashon HaKodesh, ostensibly, that was quoted by the Rishonim. It's a big machloikis. Most people believe that it wasn't written by the same person. In fact, most scholars believe that the sefer that the Rishonim quoted Yosefim Ben Gurion was written in the 9th and 10th century. It was written hundreds and hundreds of years, almost 1,000 years after Churban Bayis Sheni. Now, it's based on a true story. It's based very much on Flavius Josephus' work. You can't deny that. I mean, there's too many similarities. The fact that the two names are the same, Josephus and Yosefim. This is also a little bit interesting. Ezgevein Akoyen. Okay, Shengehert Azal Chazachen. But the bottom line is, Roiv academics believe that it was not written by the same author. Stating that, there are those that believe it was written by the same person. One of the critical editions of Yosefim Ben Gurion, which was written by a Chaim Hominer, he has a mavoi where he claims very, very confidently, as raya after raya after raya, that was really the same person. And that Flavius Josephus is Yosefim Ben Gurion, which is interesting if you work backwards, because then if you read Josephus and you say, one second, this is who all the Rishonim quoted, and the Rishonim didn't just quote Josephus, the Rishonim give him a lot of respect, meaning they take what he says very, very, very seriously. So for this Yosefim Ben Gurion to be Flavius Josephus is abyssal interessant. Yehuda va'oyd l'kra, there's a very, very big chiddush from the Abarbanel, who in his Pirush on Pirkei Yovis, Nachlas Ovois, said that the Mishnah says Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai had 5 Talmidim. Who are you, my Neshvachan? He ranked them. One of his 5 Talmidim was Rabbi Yossi HaKoyin. And the Abarbanel says, nearly Rabbi Yossi HaKoyin was Yosefim Ben Gurion, which is fascinating. Which means, number one, that Yosefim Ben Gurion didn't live in the 9th and 10th centuries, the Talmud Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, so that's Surka Churban Bayis Sheni, but that this Yosefim is not just an Ish Koshner, a Jewish historian, but that Yosefim is actually a Talmud Muvik of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, right? Who are some of the other Talmudim? Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch. And he's part of this intimate chabura that's being makabel Torah for Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. There's a Gemara Masechtas Chagiga that says Rabbi Yossi HaKoyen, this time Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, was being Dorish b'maisa Merkava. See, Yosefim Ben Gurion is Dorish b'maisa Merkava. That's certainly very interesting. But just one thing that I think is worth mentioning, I saw this in the Pesach Dover to this edition of Yosefim Ben Gurion, and it's a quote from Rav Tzadik HaKohen. And really, this is not a good quote. Anytime you learn a Gemara, a Dvar Agada, where Chazal are giving us insight into a Maisa Shoya Kachoya, yet if you study the secular history, you know, there's a lot of twists and turns that are not 100% aligned. So he said something very interesting. This is Rav Tzadik HaKohen of Lublin, and this is in his Sefer Or Zoruah LaTzadik. So he says like this, so he was talking more about the stories of the Churban, sugis of Kamsa bar Kamsa. Where you see that there's a lot of nuances, right? The shinuyim between the two stories. Since what's the oimik? What's the pshat? So he says like this: Aval hu adavar hahevel Hashem amarnu ki Yosef HaKoyin soifer haya. Yosef HaKoyin, Yosefim Ben Gurion. He was a kosher, but he was a soifer. What was he? He was a journalist. He was a historian. V'loy novi oipal ruach hakodesh. Obviously, he didn't hold like the Abarbanel. V'kosav masha kosav kefi masha yoda v'ra v'shama. Meaning, he's a great journalist. He's chronicling, he's telling you to the best of his abilities, being 100% honest to his trade. But at the end of the day, ain't la dayan, ain't la journalist, ela masha ain't of roya. So he can't tell you more than what he perceives. Says they're coming from two different angles. Yosef Ben Gurion is an amazing journalist. He's telling a great story, but he's limited just based on the physicality of being a journalist. Chazal, they knew Dvarim Shebelev, and they were able to tell you things, number one, that no journalist knew, based on Ruach HaKodesh. Also, they were able to be Yoyer L'Imek HaInyan, and that's why there are all these Shinuyim.